Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Oakland, it's 7 o'clock.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Our top story at the top of the hour,
the world
first
is changing
in California.
California's climate is changing, and we're taking another step.
Mandatory water conservation. Governor Jerry Brown making an announcement that some considered long overdue today. How bad is it? The snowpack is at its lowest since 1950, when the first records were kept. And tree rings suggest this is the worst drought in the Golden State in 1,000 years.
Standing on a patch of grass in the Sierra that's usually under 5 feet of snow right now, Brown issued an executive order to take water use down by 25% through the end of the year.
People should realize we're in a new era. The idea of your a nice little green grass, getting lots of water every day, that's going to be a thing of the past.
He's setting up a program to replace millions of square feet of lawns with drought-resistant landscapes, calling on local water agencies to up their rates to encourage conservation, providing more cash for rebates on efficient appliances.
State Attorney that is KGO 810's Mike Simpson. State Attorney General Kamala Harris is holding a campaign event tonight in San Francisco. It's a kickoff event. Harris, as you may know, is running for the U.S. Senate seat that will be vacated by Barbara Boxer in 2016. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns is live on the Embarcadero where this party is taking place. Carolyn?
Well, John, this party is actually taking place at the Delancey Street Foundation down here on the Embarcadero. It started a while ago. And we've had some several notables that have walked into the dinner. Attorney Dennis Herrera has been here. District Attorney George Gascon also coming in. Mike Honda. And we've also had a chance to talk with Ms. Barbara Lee. She listed some of what she thinks Kamala Harris's attributes will be.
I think there are many, many issues that she is addressing in the campaign, that she is addressing through her work currently, and that she will take on to the United States Senate.
So Barbara Lee, very short and sweet right there. But this dinner is a private dinner. It is also here to raise some money for her campaign. It will take a lot of money to run this campaign. But live on the Embarcadero at the Delancey Street Foundation for the kickoff dinner for Kamala Harris's campaign for the U.S. Senate, I'm Carolyn Burns, GO 810.
In Arkansas tonight, state lawmakers are working on a new religious freedom bill. Under intense pressure from the CEO of Walmart and former First Lady Hillary Clinton, the governor there today refused to sign the original bill into law. We get more now from correspondent Miguel Marquez.
In a closely watched decision, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson rejecting a religious freedom bill today that many saw as divisive. Before the bill passed in the legislature, Hutchinson said he planned to sign it, but today he backtracked, asking state lawmakers to remake the bill to mirror existing federal law. It's a move that could head off protests, concerns the measure would allow companies to refuse service to gay or lesbian patrons.
Meanwhile, lawmakers in Indiana are working on a revised version of a religious freedom bill signed into law in that state, a law that has led to companies like San Francisco-based Salesforce and the state of Connecticut to refuse to do business in Indiana. Well, it's a story that made national headlines, and now one of the men involved in the 1976 kidnapping of a school bus full of children and their driver was granted parole today. James Schoenfeld, his brother Richard, and friend Frederick Woods kidnapped 26 children and their bus driver and hid them in a truck buried in a Chowchilla rock quarry. It could take as much as 4 months to complete a review before an actual parole date is finally issued. Richard Schoenfeld was paroled in 2012. Frederick Woods has been denied 13 times. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:04.
Are you in reasonably good health today and looking forward to a long life? Well, if so, now is the time to consider long-term care insurance. About 70% of those who reach age 65 will need long-term care at some point in their lives. That is 7 out of 10 of us. And the costs are staggering today, and they're only going to keep getting higher. I'm Ron Owens, here to tell you about long-term care insurance. It can not only protect your hard-earned nest egg, it can also help make sure that you're not a burden to your loved ones. In addition, long-term care insurance can allow you to receive quality care in the setting of your own choice. That includes your own home. Call Greg O'Donnell at the O'Donnell Financial Group, 866-496-2300. He's the guy to talk to when it comes to long-term care insurance, and do it before it's too late. O'Donnell Financial Group and Greg O'Donnell, your personal independent financial advisors. Call Greg right now at 866-496-2300 or online. Go to O'DonnellFinancial.com.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now to check traffic on the fives, and we welcome Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort and Cupertino, Campbell, 280 southbound at Saratoga Avenue. You got a two-vehicle accident there that was blocking the third lane. It looks like they may have gotten that cleared. Traffic, though, is still jammed very solidly back to 85. In San Jose, 85 southbound before Camden Avenue, an accident there that's been moved to the right shoulder. You're still jammed, though, back to 17. Earlier problems on eastbound 80 through Berkeley and Richmond still have things slow to stop and go from about Solano Avenue in Richmond all the way back to the maze. And back to San Jose, another one, northbound 101 after 680. You want to watch out for about 8 peacocks taking it easy there on the right shoulder. There's never been a better time to join the club at Black Oak Casino. Sign up and you can enjoy the $99 overnight sensation package with luxury room, free play, and dining. Book it today at winatblackoak.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, on the first day of mandatory water rationing in California, there is both rain and snow in the forecast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Slight chance of snow showers in Tahoe Saturday night. Better chance between Sunday and Tuesday. We do have our first opportunity for seeing some rain Sunday morning through midday hours. Light showers expected for Sunday. Monday night into Tuesday, it looks a little more extensive and more widespread rain. When all is said and done, Sunday through Tuesday, we're looking at about a tenth to a half an inch for the wettest spots.
And of course, Sunday is Easter Sunday. Right now around the Bay Area, partly cloudy and 60 degrees in Oakland. We've got 58 in Dublin, 59 Walnut Creek, 54 on the coast in Half Moon Bay, 58 in San Jose, and 59 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And we talk it out live every weeknight from 7 till 10. Live and local in the Bay and around the world. Go to KGORadio.com and download the app. Don't get fooled again. Yes, it is April Fool's Day. Nope. No. We're going to talk about some of the pranks. My compute. Yeah, I don't know.
Did it go down on you?
My computer? Yes, my computer's failing me. That's the joke's on me.
That's right.
I don't know. All right, we'll work on that. Okay, so yeah, it is April Fool's Day. So some of the jokes, I mean, there were some good ones going around today. California Democratic, Representative Mike Honda introduced legislation cracking down on acronyms in bill titles, also known as the Accountability and Congressional Responsibility on Naming Your Own Motions. The Acronym Act.
Oh, man. That's clever.
Yeah, that's fun. The type of pre-surance alerts purchases to their next mishap up to a week in advance from e-surance.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Pre-surance.
I kind of don't get it. That's what insurance is.
Well, but you know what I'm saying. The Chrome mobile feature, which snaps selfies so users can send photos of their reactions to what people are, what they are reading or watching online and sharing with people. Google always has a bunch of tricks up its sleeve. With Google's Japan new product, Google Panda, users run Google searches by talking to stuffed pandas.
Aww.
And a car company, Audi USA, car company designs a motorized office chair with a calendar so it can whisk workers away to their next meeting. And facial
that was crazy. Yes. I saw the video for that.
Yeah,
that was a lot of
that?
Work.
And facial recognition technology so it can help them steer clear of the boss.
Right. The girl in the chair, her chair's going along, motorized chair, and right. Then it sees a boss like 6 feet ahead in the... Bam, it takes a hard left.
You gotta love this. The homepage for Amazon.com is the homepage from 1999.
Oh my gosh, I gotta look at that.
And back to Google, yes, the search engine that's totally backwards you can use today, com.google. It works, by the way.
Oh, I was gonna say there was no Google Doodle for April Fools, but there was a trick up their sleeve. Gotcha. Oh, gosh, the Amazon site looks hilarious.
Let me see.
Doesn't that, right away, you're like, that's so hackneyed and ancient.
Yeah. It's justified.
How funny.
It's ancient. Okay, so in addition to that, it was a big day as far as California is concerned. And Governor Brown not fooling around. Here's how much water California needs to save this year.
You mean he wasn't kidding?
No, he wasn't. We need 490 billion gallons.
For me to take a hot shower with.
You know what? And here's the thing. I don't think most people can even visualize the volume of water they use in a single day, which I didn't know this is 80 to 100 gallons or about 3 fully filled bathtubs. And speaking of bathtubs, Brown's plan calls for skipping about 7.1 billion of them. So I knew it was going to come to this. They're going to ask you to skip days.
I know. I was thinking about that. You know, California is always the trendsetter, so I'm thinking, you know, stringy hair is going to be the new blowout.
I know, but you know what? We're going to have a cologne and perfume law enacted, too.
I am.
For sure.
That's true as well. I'm seriously worried about this because certain neighborhoods and or alleys in this city smell so horrible already, and if we are not allowed to clean them anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, it's going to be funky. It's going to get really, really
Well, we're just going to have to use the poo water to clean up the poo.
I mean,
that's what we're
going
to have to use. And that also means about 500 billion toothbrushing sessions. For the flush conscious, that's about 460 billion number ones. And by the way, I love this, how they wrapped it up. And this is coming from the...
Was it Wired?
Yes. So, yeah, California, the party's definitely over. I love how they tag the story. So, listen to this. Yeah, California, the party's definitely over. And if all of this makes you feel like having a drink, just keep in mind that 1.5 million acre feet equals 31.5 billion kegs of beer.
Wow.
31.5 billion kegs of beer.
I like it. Stop drinking all that water, you idiots that go to the gym and everything. Drink beer instead. Vodka. It's the new water. Feeling thirsty?
That'll go over well at the office.
Have some wine.
Yeah, I know. You know, I was panicky last night because I lost my water bottle. You get used to it in California. You just drag it around everywhere with you.
Your baba.
Yeah, because we don't use, you know, the regular, we got rid of the plastic ones, so you use the hard plastic. So if you forget it, it's pretty much the end of the world for me.
Yes.
Teddy needs his water. Okay.
I'm a little concerned. I believe that there's a couple companies that make bottled water here in California, and that has got to stop. Not to mention that we got to stop buying the stuff to begin with, but to take decent water, I don't know.
Well, and not only that, people have already been complaining in the East Bay. What's up with the sour water? Well, it's the new normal. I mean, they noticed the bitter taste in their tap water on Saturday and over the weekend. It's very metallic. Also, you know, it tastes like minerals. One of the residents said, and it shouldn't come as a surprise. I mean, they're moving the pumps around, and they were in a shallow area. Now they're back in the deep end again, starting at the beginning of the week. But nonetheless, they got to go back and forth. So that is algae. I mean, it's cleaned up. It's just Brita time, people. It's Brita time.
Just a little algae. It's good for you.
I don't think it tastes very good. You can just Brita it away. All right. So, I know that you know the Vallejo story, and we have more news coming up, but we have former FBI profiler Denise Huskins.
Candace DeLong.
Oh, yes. Well, oh, yeah, we're going to talk
about Denise Huskins is the quote-unquote victim.
Right, yes. But, we're going to talk to Candace. And then this news story, which I was not here when this other story went down with these people being paroled. Or this person.
The Chowchilla incident.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll ask Candace about that. I know she's well aware of it, and I'm sure she has some strong feelings one way or the other about Chowchilla.
Yeah, and she has some very strong opinions about the purported Vallejo kidnappers demanding an apology from the police.
Now, Chowchilla is not to be confused with Coachella.
I understand.
The music festival.
Because I didn't know what it was at the beginning when we first started talking about it. I'm like, what? I wasn't here for all of that. All right, so let's do the break and we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. It is 7:14. Let's check in with Lee Graham and the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. We'll go back to Cupertino, Campbell, 280 southbound at Saratoga. A two-vehicle accident there that was blocking the third lane. It looks like they are actually getting that cleared up. You've still got some very heavy traffic back to just before North De Anza Boulevard, but things are moving, if slowly. San Jose, northbound 101 after 680. Believe it or not, it's a traffic hazard. You got about 8 peacocks or so on the right shoulder and kind of moving in and out of the slow lane there, and it is causing some slowdown. A northbound 101 in the city, barely moving from Hospital Curve up to the Skyway. Eastbound 80 is even slower from 101 up to about 2nd Street. Once you do finally get on the Bay Bridge, it's going to be sluggish out just to just beyond Treasure Island. But once you clear the tolls, you're pretty much good to go. You do have minor delays on eastbound 80 from about Ashby all the way up to El Cerrito. So just give it time. It is unwinding. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
If you ever wish you could take all of your DVR shows with you wherever you go, well, now you can with the X1 DVR from Xfinity. You can stream or download your DVR shows to any device and watch them from anywhere. For a limited time, switch to Xfinity from Comcast for only $89.99 a month for a whole year and add X1 DVR service for $10 a month for 12 months. Plus, ask how you can get a $500 prepaid card or a free Samsung tablet. Call 800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Offer ends April 12th. Restrictions apply. You should know that the biggest week in television history returns April 6th. During Xfinity Watchathon Week, enjoy your all-access pass to full seasons of TV's hottest shows for free, only with Xfinity On Demand. Xfinity on the X1 Entertainment Operating System offers a revolutionary cloud-based DVR that lets you watch your personal DVR library from anywhere. Now everyone in the family can enjoy their favorite shows in any room or on the go. Plus, you'll have access to big new releases, including Hot Tub Time Machine 2, The Boy Next Door, and The Gambler this month. Call 800-XFINITY today.
If you have trouble getting a good night's sleep, you're not alone. In fact, most adults do for one reason or another. Hi, it's Nikki Medoro.
And I'm Brett Burkhart. It doesn't matter if you have the best bed around, if you don't have the best pillow to go with it.
With a crazy work schedule and constant neck pain, a good night's sleep seemed impossible, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow.
MyPillow doesn't get hot, it molds to your head and doesn't go flat.
But don't just take our word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the leading authority on sleep health.
That says a lot. Plus, MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty.
And to celebrate MyPillow's 10th anniversary, it's offering its biggest discount ever.
Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just click the 2-for-1 button at MyPillow.com.
And use discount code KGO at checkout to receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on MyPillow.com.
Do what we did, along with 5 million other people, and make MyPillow your pillow. Call 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com.
And don't forget to enter KGO at checkout.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Good evening, everybody. 7:18 now on the Drex Radio Show. 4 more days until Easter, and it looks like some rain on the way, so that's good news. With the extreme drought and the declaration from Sacramento and the governor, we'll get to that later on. 11 days until the Game of Thrones. 14 more days until your taxes are due. The grim reminder. 6 more days until the A's opener. 12 more days until the Giants opener on this April Fool's Day, 2015.
My favorite holiday is April Fool's Day.
It's on April 1st.
Some people really, really get into April Fool's. They go crazy with it.
Take all the breakfast cereal out of the box, replace it with golf balls.
Well, that's a great April Fool's joke.
April Fool's!
April Fool's!
April Fool's! We don't get fooled again.
I'm Jack Bauer. Who the hell are you?
I'm Ed of Duty.
Does anyone there know I made a duty?
We don't get fooled again.
Don't get fooled again. And I don't know if you did, but lots of companies were really trying very hard today. From T-Mobile, a new family plan that offers Tinder for pets. That's a lot of fun. Redbox's DVD rental service for pets. Think 50 Shades of Greyhound. They had that up and running today.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah. I mean, we just have hundreds of them, and we'll get to several of them throughout the show on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show right here on KGO. Okay, Heather, introduce our first guest, if you would.
Yay! We welcome back to the KGO airwaves Candace DeLong, FBI, former FBI profiler, I should say, but she still does it as a hobby.
You're very good at it. You can't stop yourself. Once you get started, am I right, Candace?
That's pretty much true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so many crazy things going on. I think, first of all, and this is just breaking this afternoon, and again, I just want to say from the get-go, I wasn't here for this, so I don't know anything about the Chowchilla incident in Livermore, outside of Livermore. So I'll let you and Heather chat about it.
Well, I just, obviously, is it James Schoenfeld was just paroled his 20th hearing since the 1976 crime, so that makes it, what, almost 40 years ago? What are your thoughts on that? Should this guy still be locked up?
Well, you know, a lot of people would look at this and go, well, he's harmless, and it was a young person's prank. It was hardly a prank. I mean, they kidnapped a busload of school-age kids and buried it in a mountain and left it. The only reason those kids and bus driver are alive is because the bus driver didn't lose his head and was able to eventually evacuate the kids, if my memory serves me correctly, through an escape hatch in the bus. But they were submerged in that mountain for quite a while. I've recently saw a show on this. A lot of those victims, and every single one of them was a victim, to this day are still troubled with nightmares and all kinds of other post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms. And they have a life sentence of that. It's never going to go away for them. So I think if I'd been on the parole board, I would have voted no.
Now, right. Yes, because I think that, you know, at first when I heard this story, I thought, how horrible. Was it their, now again, I wasn't here, but was it their intention to harm these or kill these people, these children, and the bus driver?
They said it wasn't, but it was a pair of brothers and a friend of theirs. And here's the thing. Whether it's your intention to kill a busload of kids that you buried in a mountain or it wasn't your intention, you set into motion a series of events that very well could have led and would have led to everyone's death if that bus driver hadn't been able to get him out. They did not intend for that to happen, is the answer to your question.
Yeah, well, on the surface, I would say throw away the key. I mean, yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, well, see, prisons, they let old guys go. I mean, these guys are, what, in their 70s now, and they probably think they're harmless, and they've got to make room for the young bucks that are kidnapping people now.
Yeah, exactly. There was just a story yesterday or earlier in the week about prison overcrowding. So perhaps that's a reason why.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And before we get into all of that with the Vallejo kidnappers and talking about cage space, you know, the lieutenant governor, when marijuana is legalized, one of his biggest questions is, besides how are we going to tax it? Is it going to be 18 or 21? What are we going to do with those who are incarcerated for marijuana offenses? Well, you're going to have to let them go, I would suppose, right?
And not only I would suppose, but I would certainly hope so.
I would hope so, yes.
To incarcerate someone for smoking a joint, that makes no sense.
Well, even dealing pot, I would say, if it was just marijuana.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of space. I mean, because when you think about the prison system, not only here in this country, but in this state, but in this entire country, we incarcerate, you know this, more than any other country in the world. We're going to have a lot of free pens, to lock up the real criminals. Exactly, exactly. So you've been very critical of what's going on here with the Vallejo kidnappers demanding an apology from the police.
It's hilarious, but I'm loving every minute of it. This is the story that just keeps on giving. Every day seems to be something new, and today's email information about today's email was the funniest of all.
Oh, you have to share it with us, because I know it's insane, but I want you to tell the story.
Well, I heard it this morning. I believe it came from the Chronicle and another source, but basically people claiming to be the kidnappers were withdrawing their threat that they made yesterday to the Vallejo Police Department. If you don't, you know, really, you know, drop these charges by noon, we will be the messengers of death or something like that. I have to remember when I heard that, I thought, oh, well, there's another felony. And today, yes. An email came in saying, we didn't mean that. And if you just drop everything, we'll go away to a foreign country and teach English.
Well, and I said, you know, to Heather when we were talking about this before the show, as we were exchanging emails with you, and your own words here, any self-respecting criminal knows if someone else is on the hook for your crime, you can start smiling because you got away with it. So why would you blow
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Exactly, right. I don't think in all my years, certainly as an FBI agent and beyond, that I've ever heard of someone that committed a felony and got away with it, contacting the police and saying the people you have in custody didn't do it. I did it. I'm not going to tell you who I am, but because like you said, every self-respecting criminal knows you didn't really get away with the crime until someone's in prison for what you did, and then you keep your mouth shut. By the way, that happens all the time.
And I don't think most people realize that. I mean, you know, your average good citizen USA doesn't know that for the most part they do get away with things.
A lot of times they do.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons for, let's say a person commits murder and they didn't get caught, but somebody else was convicted of it and they're in prison. The reason they essentially got away with it, it's twofold. Number one, the jury decided this other person did it. Number two, the cops stopped looking for anyone else.
And now they're watching ABC's How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, well,
that would be the third reason.
I'll keep my comment on that show to myself.
Oh, I'd love to hear your comment on that show. Speaking of shows, we'll be right back. I've got to take a news break. Candace DeLong is our guest, former FBI profiler. And also, when we come back, I want to ask you about them identifying themselves as a sort of Ocean's 11 gentlemen criminals group. I mean, how interesting is that? Don't go away. That and more on this April Fool's Day. And this is no joke. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Sure, you can get an avocado 365 days a year. But you can only get a California avocado for a few delicious months. And as much as we'd like to harvest fruit all year, we only pick our avocados when they've reached their full delicious potential. So next time you're at your local retailer, be sure to look for California on the label. Available now at Whole Foods.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Should you pay for expensive repairs to your old car, or is it time to buy a new one? Chris Cesena, owner of Automedics, a Diamond Certified company, suggests you first consider all the costs, starting with the monthly payment.
The fact that the insurance is going to be higher and the registration is going to be higher because they are on new cars versus older cars. Also having to pay the sales tax and all that when buying a new car. Plus, while that new car won't need repairs, it will need maintenance.
And for more expert advice and high-quality performance, use a Diamond Certified company. Each is scored highest in quality and the most accurate ratings anywhere. You'll never be fooled by fake reviews, since all research is performed by live telephone interviews that verify only real customers are surveyed. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies. Find them at DiamondCertified.org.
7:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a deadline extended. The deadline for talks with Iran over that country's nuclear weapons program has been extended into Thursday. Congressman Adam Schiff on the possibility the talks go nowhere.
If this deal falls apart, and if the result is that Iran goes forward and they cross that line, they make the decision to break out and build a bomb, then yes, as a last resort, we would have to use force.
Negotiators are going into overtime tonight, a marathon session in hopes of finding common ground.
The defendant, of course, immediately claimed, those are not my baggies, and I don't know how they got there.
They are baggies of methamphetamines, and they were hidden in the underwear of a man arrested on a parole violation. The story from KGO 810's Kristen Haynes.
Deputies saw Bobby Wilcox walking down the street in San Bruno and knew he was on probation. They stopped him and found out there are two warrants for his arrest, so they took him to jail where he undressed to put on a jumpsuit.
They noticed he had on two pairs of underpants. One was a normal pair of men's underpants, and underneath that was what caught their eye, and out of the ordinary was he was wearing a pair of little girls' underpants.
San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff says hidden within those underpants were several bags of meth.
Whooping cough at two high schools in Antioch, one case at Deer Valley High, a second at Antioch High School. Now, whooping cough starts off with cold-like symptoms, but it can progress into severe fits of coughing. School officials in Antioch say they're working to control the outbreak. Vaccinations, according to the CDC, the best way to prevent whooping cough. The Nevada Psychiatric Hospital, sued for patient dumping in San Francisco, among other cities, is once again accredited, which means it's back in business. KGO 810's Rob Artigo has that story.
Ross and Neal Psychiatric Hospital was accused of putting indigent mental patients on buses and dropping them off in places like Sacramento and San Francisco. The lawsuit remains in progress.
This really is a defenseless population.
Matt Dorsey at the city attorney's office.
There's a litigation track where we're continuing to fight, but we're also continuing to talk, and our fingers are crossed that we're going to ultimately be able to reach a settlement that protects patients.
Nevada now requires escorts for mentally ill patients who are bused out of state.
Well, the prognosis is getting better for a young golden eagle recovering at the Lindsay Wildlife Hospital in Walnut Creek.
Dr. Guthrum Purdon here at Lindsay Wildlife Rehabilitation Hospital is shooting drugs down the beak of this 3-year-old eagle.
The big thing is to control inflammation in the head so there isn't damage to the brain.
The eagle was found outside a San Ramon fire station last week. Golden eagle had ingested rodent poison.
The sort of thing people might put out to take care of rats. Birds will find the sick or dead rats, eat them, and this one appears to have done just that.
This eagle will be here for at least 2 months.
That's KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley. And it's a story that made national headlines. One of the men involved in the 1976 kidnapping of a school bus full of children was granted parole today. James Schoenfeld, his brother Richard, and friend Frederick Woods kidnapped 26 children and their bus driver and hid them in a truck buried in a Chowchilla rock quarry. It could take as much as 4 months to complete a review of his parole before an actual date is issued. Richard Schoenfeld was paroled in 2012. Frederick Woods has been denied 13 times. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather on the fives. KGO News time is 7:33.
Just in time for spring grass and weeds, the Home Depot has trimmed the Echo Professional gas-powered trimmer by $20 to just $149. So let's power up. With Echo's industry-leading 5-year warranty, powerful engine and lightweight design, you can cut through the toughest grass, weeds, and weekend yard work in no time at all. Spring all out for less with the Echo Gas Professional Trimmer, just $149. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid in continental U.S. only.
People's cars with the new app Beep Off. Download today.
the Beep Off app today to donate cars in your way.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
KGOA 10 knows you're busy and on the go, so we're making it even easier to listen live with a KGOA 10 app. Hear the latest news right on your mobile device.
The increase in suspicious filings came from a small handful of states this week.
Plus, get traffic, weather, sports, and financial updates. And get exclusive content on your Android or BlackBerry or iPhone.
Security experts say the recent Anthem hack is pointing to a gap in health privacy laws.
The KGOA 10 app. Find out more at KGORadio.com.
7:35 on KGO. Time now to check your roadways with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. In Hayward, northbound 880 and West A Street, there's a broken down vehicle on the right shoulder. It looked like it was going to catch fire, but it did not. Right now you have minor delays back to about 92. Northbound 101 in San Francisco, construction is causing some stop-and-go stuff from just before Marina Boulevard almost to Lincoln Boulevard. A heads up for those of you who are heading for the Skyway via northbound 101. It's going to take you a while. It's stop-and-go from Cesar Chavez to the Skyway, and eastbound 80 is still hardly moving at all from 101 to Fremont. And once you get on the lower deck and across the Bay Bridge on the eastbound side, of course, it's still slow almost to the tolls. Some good news in Cupertino, Campbell 280 southbound at Saratoga. You had an accident there creating some fairly heavy jam-ups. They've cleared that, and you've only got very minor delays now. I'm Lee Graham, KGOA 10.
And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Clear skies overnight, chilly when you wake up, mid-30s, ouch, to low 50s. Here's KGOA 10 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
That it'll still be breezy, lots of sunshine and milder conditions, low 60s to the mid-70s. The sunny streak continues on Friday, and then we start to notice some changes. Two low-pressure systems will be coming in our direction, and that means several opportunities for seeing some showers around here.
Yep. Easter Sunday morning through midday, there is a chance of rain in the forecast. Monday through Tuesday night, a second storm expected to bring still more rain. In all, as much as a half an inch of rain could fall. Right now, around the Bay Area, 58 degrees in Oakland, 56 in Dublin, 61 in Fairfield, 61 in Concord, 59 in Napa, 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
In the days since the Vallejo police declared that the reported kidnapping of a woman was a hoax, the San Francisco Chronicle has received a series of emails from someone claiming to be one of the abductors and, you know, saying the ordeal was real and they wanted to clear her name. And in one of the emails, the sender identified the group as sort of an Ocean's 11 gentleman's criminal kind of organization.
Ooh, that's so sexy.
Yeah.
April Fools!
I don't know. So let me ask you this. We have Candace DeLong, and she on the air with us. She is a former FBI profiler. It is kind of almost like an April Fool's joke, isn't it? I mean, good Lord. Again, looking at notes that we were discussing earlier in the day, we're talking about the content of these emails, 16 pages long?
Mm-hmm. Right. In my line of work, which is analyzing violent crime, analyzing behavior, threat analysis, that kind of thing, a 16-page note, frankly, a 2-page note, would send up a red flag. And what that red flag is, it's over-communication. The vast majority of ransom notes and communications to police departments, not all of them, but the vast majority, are very short and succinct. The less said, the better.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's falling into the classic over-communication is a red flag that the person that wrote it is the perpetrator of the crime, in this case, so-called crime.
Oh, so, kind of a they doth protest too much sort of thing.
Yeah, so what you're saying is the perps are putting a noose around their own necks if they're ever caught, because eventually they will be found, and essentially they've pretty much confessed.
Exactly. Exactly what they've done. I can't think of an attorney in the world that is going to be able to get them out of this one. And the thing, you know, in terms of the confession, yes, they confessed. We did it. Now, if I'm working a case, the more communications from the unknown offender, the better. Mm-hmm. Because the more communications, the more there is to analyze, to scan forensically and behaviorally and all that kind of stuff. But it's way too late for them to stop now. If they never send another word, they've probably given the investigators enough to either probably identify who they are.
And track them
if
down.
If they're able to get a communication, a Facebook posting, anything that either of these people, well, she's definitely a suspect, I'm guessing, in the past, and compare syntax and that kind of thing, it's over.
Yeah. Right, but isn't the biggest evidence, and I almost can't believe they haven't been arrested already, or an arrest been made, the ISP address, right? The FBI can just shoot back to Vallejo or wherever these emails were written from and go, aha, there's our man or woman.
True, but they could have been written from an internet cafe. Uh-huh. Under a false name. There's all kinds of interesting ways. I'm not a computer geek by any means, but that happens all the time, where threats or interesting notes are sent via email, and they're not able to trace it back to the person.
Right, well, but given their level of sophistication, I'm guessing it came from Solano County, but I could be wrong.
Oh, my God. Well, I want to go back to the original night and Denise Huskins, the alleged victim, and also, you know, demanding this apology from the police, which I don't think they're getting. But, you know, what is she doing now? Is she out walking around, working, hanging out?
I do not know.
Laying low. But they said, yes, the perps said that what they really wanted was to complete one or two big jobs and then do whatever they wanted to do for the rest of their lives. But they only asked for $8,500 in ransom because of the Fed rule, that if you withdraw $10,000 or more in cash, that shows up to the FBI and the feds. So it throws a flag.
Right. Well, here's the thing about those are called CTRs, cash transaction reports, and banks are federally mandated to report, unless things have changed since I was an agent, deposits of $10,000 or more, not withdrawals. But here's the thing. I am aware of cases where ransom notes or, for example, I worked drug matters for several years. We would see drug dealers making cash deposits at their bank for $9,999.
Yes, I was just she just wrote that on a piece of paper. Heather just nailed it. But would you guys flag that? I mean, it would be the obvious, right?
Would we flag what?
Well, the 999.
Then if you saw $9,999.
It's not what we would do. It's what the bank would do, and the bank is federally mandated to report $10,000 or more.
So they may or may not.
Or you go into a car dealer and you pay for a car with $11,000 cash, they are mandated to report that.
Didn't know that. Some people do save cash and like to operate in cash. A lot of different communities and cultures believe in paying with cash.
But most people use checks.
Right, I understand.
A check, you know. Yeah, I don't walk around with that kind of cash on them. It's not just banks that are mandated to do this, but Heather hit on it. There's a lack of criminal sophistication here. They didn't even seem to know that, when all they had to do, if they wanted to know banking regulations for monetary deposits or withdrawals, Google it, and they're going to get all the information they need.
During the alleged crime, Huskins and Quinn, her boyfriend, were given headphones playing calming music and spoken instructions while the crew went to work with their plans to monitor Quinn electronically so he would not go to the authorities, the senders wrote. But you're hearing that it seems that both victims were drugged, so that means the perps had to carry the dead weight to the car? I mean, how ludicrous, right?
The early reports of the case, okay, the boyfriend walks into a police station many, many, many hours after this happened, and the obvious question was, what took you so long? If this happened at 3 in the morning, it's now, 2 in the afternoon or whatever? And he says, well, I was drugged. And this is according to his lawyer, said, well, will you give us a blood sample and all this? So he says, yes, he cooperated fully.
Okay, back to the alleged victim of the kidnapping, Denise Huskins. You're not yet convinced that her and her boyfriend are not involved, or do you think she definitely is? Where's your head with that as you profile this?
I haven't read through the most recent communication with the fine-tooth comb. comb. But up until this one that came in today, I would have said it's clear to me she's involved, but I'm not clear that he is. However, if he's involved, it should be known really quickly because he gave that blood sample, what, 5-6 days ago? It doesn't take that long.
And yeah. Not cooperating with the police is also a huge red flag to you.
Oh, absolutely. When her father called when she was found, she called her father, she said, "Hey, I'm okay, I'm here." And the father calls and says she's fine. The FBI wanted to pick her up and bring her back here on one of their airplanes. She was supposed to show up at a certain place at a certain time. It's my information from news reports. She didn't show up. What victim of a kidnapping doesn't show up when the police are there to help you?
To fly on a private jet or helicopter, yeah. Hello.
And again, if they're so, these perpetrators are so damn sophisticated, how did they abduct the wrong person, as they said? They got the wrong person.
Exactly.
It was not Denise Huskins. They were looking for somebody else.
Right. And then why go through with it? And they said, well, so we decided to do a practice run. None of it makes sense. And I did hear one report that they were both drugged. If that's the case, and you touched on this, if that's the case, so they drug him and leave him there, and they drug her. Well, if she's drugged, she's probably dead weight. I don't know how much she weighs. She looks kind of petite, but even at 120 pounds, you've got an unconscious 120-pound adult, and you're taking that person, carrying them to a... None of this makes any sense.
Well, your former, I know your former FBI profiler that you are, Candace DeLong, but so what are your colleagues, if you can talk about it, saying, and also the Vallejo Police Department, what's the buzz?
I couldn't tell you.
Just that the case has a lot.
I wouldn't tell you. As it stands, I can't tell you because I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll has a lot of holes in it, to say the least.
It just won't stop. Don't worry, they'll make more.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
I rather doubt that any of my former colleagues are taking this seriously other than, okay, now we're going after at least one person and possibly two that have committed several felonies and spent a whole lot of public resource money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. When it comes down to it, this public resource money, what about that? Who's going to pick up that bill when they find out who's really guilty and behind all of this?
Well, somebody can be charged for wasting, for the cost of squandering, or knowingly doing this kind of thing. They can be charged, but then you have to look at, okay, where's the money? So are you going to garnish?
Where are you going to get that kind of
garnish someone's wages for the rest of your life? Maybe so.
Right. All right, Candace DeLong, wow. This isn't over. We look forward to our next conversation. I'm trying to figure out who should play who in this movie that's going to be coming out in 3 or 4 years.
I'm liking Brangelina.
Oh, yes. I like Brangelina, too.
Really?
Yes.
Dye her hair blonde?
Absolutely.
It's so funny.
That's a good pick.
Tabloid press in London is calling it the Gone Girl case, which it's so not, but whatever.
I love it. All right. Well, I mean, you know, I guess we love it. It's a big tax waster of, a waste of taxpayers' money. But nonetheless, I mean, good God. It's more than that. Yeah,
you know, federal agents, cops, people with badges and guns can get injured. Innocent people can get killed in situations like that. Next time we talk, let's talk about my opinion of how to get away with murder.
Oh, I do want to talk about it. Can you hold on a second? Yeah, I do, because I did. I kind of teased that. I didn't think you really wanted to discuss it. I do.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. Okay,
All right. Hang on.
We'll be right back.
Candace DeLong in the next segment.
Yes, former FBI profiler, how to get away with murder. We shall discuss in a minute. Okay, 7:48 now on the Drex Radio Show. Let's check in with the KGO Traffic Center and Lee Graham.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort in Concord. Something to watch out for. 680 northbound at Willow Pass Road. You got a mattress blocking the slow lane. In Oakland, 580 eastbound before Park Boulevard. You got an accident there that's actually on the right shoulder now, but it's beginning to jam traffic up back to about Adams Street. Construction on 92 westbound on the San Mateo Bridge is causing some heavier than usual slowdowns right now at the toll plaza. Be warned. And if you're going to cross the Dumbarton Bridge, there is a high wind advisory in effect right now. There's never been a better time to join the club at Black Oak Casino. Sign up and you can enjoy the $99 overnight sensation package with luxury room, free play, and dining. Book it today at win@blackoak.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
It's April, and that means Trader Joe's has celery. At Trader Joe's, we can't stop thinking about celery. Ants on a log, with buffalo wings, or in a Waldorf salad. We love crunchy celery. Trader Joe's celery. We like the sound and the taste of celery, which is a French take on an Italian version of a late Latin translation of a Greek word. Talk about synergy. Early doctors use celery as medicine, and some say it has aphrodisiac powers. We say yes to celery. Looking out Calypso's cave, the spirits of Odysseus were lifted by the sight of a meadow filled with violets and celery. Grab some stocks at Trader Joe's, your celery headquarters.
Sleep is very important to me, and when I sink into my mattress, I just melt.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our tax-free mattress sale.
I've had a lot of back problems, and I have the best sleep I've ever had in my whole life.
At Mancini's, we offer the largest selection of top-brand mattresses at the lowest possible price.
Crawling into it is like heaven.
Hurry in for this limited offer. Visit sleepworld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Well, new year, new beginning. Maybe a fresh coat of paint is all it'll take in 2015. Wouldn't that be lovely? Well, our friends at Serta Pro Painters made my house look great. Fresh look to the bathroom. The back bedroom is a lovely shade of blue, and we were able to come to a consensus on that shade of blue thanks to the color specialist at Serta Pro. It's me, Renee, your ambassador of fun, to say the locally owned Serta Pro painters are just great. And they don't just do interiors. They do exterior too. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's Serta with a C. You'll see how professional they are. They'll take pride in transforming your home to your individual needs because painting is personal. Serta Pro is North America's largest and most referred painting company. And they're your neighborhood painter. They're local business owners that are part of our community. Visit them at CertaPro.com or call them up at 800-GO-CERTA because painting is personal.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. To see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
.754 on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Coming up, the late night, late show wrap up. And you know what? I was just telling Heather this, and she didn't know this. For the first time on Monday night, is Van Halen back together finally again? I guess they decided they did need some money in retirement, so they all got over themselves, and Eddie and David Lee Roth kissed and made up. Yes, but when he was doing the show, When they thank God it was pre-recorded live. Actually, I wish it would have been live.
Right.
Yeah, but it's recorded live. So in front of Kimmel's studio down in Hollywood, they blocked off the, I don't know, two or three blocks. They had 10,000 people there. And they started the show, and he started with this giant scepter, David Lee Roth did, and he was spinning it, all right?
Oh,
and
man.
It smashed him right in the nose. I mean, it didn't break his nose a little. It almost took his nose off. And blood was gushing. The tape has to be somewhere. We haven't seen it yet. Yeah. And I couldn't figure out because it started with him spinning the scepter, and I was thinking, well, this is pretty cool. And then all of a sudden, I noticed this huge bandage, and he looked like Rudolph.
Oh,
and I was thinking,
word.
What the hell's going on here with this? Turns out, we'll get to that coming up after the news break. But, you know, talking about television, I have Candace DeLong, former FBI profiler, on the phone with me.
Who is a TV star in her own right of Investigation Discovery Channel. Season 9 of Deadly Women is coming up. And season 5 of Facing Evil with Candace DeLong, in which she interviews real live deadly killers behind bars.
See, I didn't know that. And I was saying, you know, you ought to be in the movie, and which we know they're going to make about the Vallejo kidnappers. I mean, you know somebody's writing that right now. Yeah.
I'll be the retired FBI agent talking to the talk show hosts about it.
So kiddingly, at the bottom of the hour before I went to the news break, I asked you about how to get away with murder because I basically said it sounds to me, you know, the perpetrators must have been watching the show or not because they might not get away with it. And I asked what your thoughts were. Uh-huh. And, I didn't think you wanted to say anything, but apparently you do. So what do you think?
Well, there's four things. And this isn't anything I learned in school. This is a conclusion I came to after years of being involved in violent crime analysis. There's four things a killer has to do to increase their chances of getting away with murder. Number one, they have to do it themselves. That means alone. Number two, never tell anyone what they did. Maybe on their deathbed when they don't need to worry about it. I can't tell you the other two. Well, I could, but I don't want to because I don't want to be ever accused of teaching people how to get away with murder. But all you have to do is watch the news, and you can figure it out yourself. How to get away with murder, the TV show has violated all four of those. But, hey, it's fiction. It's a fun show.
Well, I love Viola Davis. I think everybody does. And, you know, it's just a huge rating success. And people just love it. But, yeah, so you're saying it's just like reality television. It's not the real deal.
Actually, reality television would probably be... If you want to see how people get away with murder, the show we're talking about is fun, but the real way to find out is Dateline 48 Hours Mystery in 2020.
Oh, true that, huh?
So they feature murders, unsolved murders, on Investigation Discovery. Paul is on the case. They feature unsolved murders or murders that went unsolved for 20, 30, 40 years.
I've got 30 seconds, but Candace DeLong, I just want to mention one thing about the shows that you just mentioned, because obviously I follow ratings and I look at TV ratings and obviously radio ratings. But those shows that you mentioned, they are so dominated with female ratings. I'm always astonished by that. It's females who watch this stuff.
Well,
overwhelmingly.
It's not because women are naturally killers. It's because we're almost always victims.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you. We will stay in touch because the Vallejo story is not going to go away. As I mentioned before, they'll make more. Candace DeLong, former FBI profiler, thank you very much and have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Time for the news, and we'll be back, and I'll play some of this Van Halen stuff for you and this insanity from the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And also, we'll get to, on this April Fool's Day, things that you should stop using, phrases you should stop using at work, on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Donate your car. people's cars with the new app Beep Off. Download today at carsforkids.com/beepoff.
Download the Beep Off app today to donate cars in your way.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
It's April, and that means Trader Joe's has celery. At Trader Joe's, we can't stop thinking about celery. Ants on a log, with buffalo wings, or in a Waldorf salad. We love crunchy celery. Trader Joe's celery. We like the sound and the taste of celery, which is a French take on an Italian version of a late Latin translation of a Greek word. Talk about synergy. Early doctors used celery as medicine.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.